Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 17. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 4th chapter. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is foolishness to try and change the way that we say things as a group in church, because you just have to say it together as a group. But it is unfortunate the way that we pause and say the phrase, "according to the scriptures," in the Nicene Creed, because it makes it sound as if we're saying, on the third day he rose again, according to the scriptures, if you believe such things, which of course we do. But the point of that phrase is not that the Bible says it truthfully, which it does, but that the Old Testament scriptures have foretold what would happen to Christ our Lord, that he would be born and suffer and die and on the third day rise again, and that everything he has done is in fulfillment of these scriptures. Maybe if we could change the creed comfortably, something so familiar, we would say in accordance with the scriptures. Or what is said today in the gospel and elsewhere in Matthew's gospel especially, that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah or another prophet from the Old Testament might be fulfilled. Today we have fulfilled the handoff from John the Baptist to Jesus. This is the connection point between John's ministry and Christ. We see that John goes into prison, and this is sort of the cue where Jesus begins his ministry in earnest after his temptation in the wilderness. So much is held in common by Jesus with John, and that's what we're supposed to see here. Maybe the last thing is the most obvious, that Jesus comes preaching the very same message of John: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is, because Jesus has arrived. But likewise, we hear from the outset that John is arrested, and so Jesus must withdraw into a different place. Of course, this is Herod. Not Herod the Great, who had persecuted Jesus already as a little boy, driven him off into Egypt with his parents, but now the son, Herod Antipas, following in his father's pretty wicked footsteps. Of course, he had arrested John, as you know, because John had said specifically, "You need to repent, Herod." It is not the Lord's hour yet, so he goes off into Galilee. But, as it says, in no way is this merely a matter of pursuit from an evil king and a matter of convenience, but just as out of Egypt the Lord has called his son, so into Zebulun and Naphtali, that area over by the Mediterranean Sea in the northern part, so the Lord enters into Galilee of the Gentiles. This is kind of a strange passage to bring up, but maybe also in accordance with the scriptures. The reason Isaiah mentions Zebulun and Naphtali as the land of the Gentiles, and the reason that these people in such darkness need to see a little bit of light, is that this is the path of attack of Assyria. They come up from the north, they swing down far, right next to the Mediterranean. They go through those northern territories and sweep and roll up the whole northern kingdom of Israel. The Gentiles chasing after all of those Israelites. And that's what you'd expect, maybe. Of course, when our Lord comes, it is the opposite, is it not? Herod, the king of Israel, always after him. The Pharisees, the scribes, his own people, rejecting him publicly all the time. So it's not a particularly happy Christmas and Epiphany season for our Lord at the beginning of the Gospels, that immediately and from the beginning, as John says so poignantly, he came to his own and they did not receive him. It is not the Gentiles who are hounding him like in the old days. It is the Jews, his own people. But his light still shines. And for those who do receive him, he gives the power to become the children of God, born not of flesh, not even necessarily of the descendancy of Abraham, but of God through faith in Christ. So the antiphon for this whole season is a light to enlighten the Gentiles and the glory of his people Israel, if only they would hear of it. He comes to the dark places in the north. He comes to the darkened minds of Gentiles, and he brings enlightenment. The enlightenment always begins with repentance. It must shine something on what is indeed dark in us, what indeed are the shadows that lead to death of sin. But also, he brings the blessed gospel. And so the stage is set in Matthew's gospel to hear, in accordance with the scriptures, how our Lord's ministry goes out, how his forgiveness and his gospel, how his preaching, the prelude to his accomplishment of salvation on the cross, goes out even to the Gentiles. He comes and he brings the truth that outshines the sun, that he who proceeds from the Father brings salvation not just to two tribes or one people, but indeed to all the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.